This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Richard!
That was very loud. Hello, Jono. That's a bit sad,
Dame
though.
Dame Patricia Routledge.
Yeah.
God bless.
God bless.
Rest in peace, lovely.
Yes.
What an icon.
Bouquet.
The bouquet, lady of the house.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, stop. Anyway.
Hello, Melbourne. Hello, Australia. Hello, everyone who's listening anywhere across the world. Yep. Welcome.
This is Joy 94.9 and Living Life Single is the show you are listening
to. Yay, that's it. Exactly. Jono, how you been?
I've been better.
You have been better.
As you know.
As I do know.
But the show must go on in this world we call show business.
This is true. You are soldiering on. I gave you many outs.
I know you did.
Many outs. Nah, and you were like, no, I'm going to, I'll be a trooper.
It's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
It's not. But we're back for another show.
We are. And it's so exciting. It's a Saturday afternoon. We love it.
We love being here. And the Pride Centre is alive today.
Oh, yes.
There is so much going on here. I'm absolutely enjoying seeing people coming and going.
It is. It's a great space.
Coming and going.
Jono.
It's a beautiful day here in Melbourne.
It's gorgeous.
And you know what?
Make the most of it.
Absolutely.
Turn us on. Get outside.
Well, we're going to turn you on. Let me tell you.
Absolutely.
What are we talking about today?
Well, this was one of your suggestions, right, Jono? You came up with today's topic. I'll say you kind of produced it, but you didn't. But I'm just
oh, my God.
No, it is all about hang-ups.
Hang-ups.
What are our hang-ups and how do they affect us as single people?
Yeah.
Because sometimes when we do have hang-ups, if you've got no one there to sort of help you through them, they kind of
eat away,
and they get bigger and they don't need to. So let's talk about our hang-ups and let's get them out, and so then let's not be hung up on
let's
them.
Let's talk about it.
Again, let's set the scene.
What
is a hang-up?
Well, it's really something that you're I don't know, like personally, it's something that I look at myself and think, oh gosh, or I'm like, I find uncomfortable or an ick or something about myself, like a personal hang up.
Is it something that you don't like about yourself, which it could be like anything?
It's a little hang up that I have. Mm. And, you know, I mean, if you want to go straight into it, I don't mind.
No, I'm like, we will, but let's set the scene, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think you have a lot of hang ups?
I've probably
These
got
things
a-
that you don't feel great about yourself?
There's a couple, and one of them I've kind of fixed or fixing or in the middle of fixing.
Mm-hmm.
One that I've thought about fixing.
What's his name? No.
Oh, my God. But, you know, apart from that, you know, there are other hang-ups about, you know, going out and finding clicks and spaces and things like that and what to wear and what have you and things. But I don't find that a massive issue. It's just some of the personal ones. For me, that's in my opinion.
Yeah, right.
My hang-ups, but we'll chat about. How about you? What do you have any?
Yes, there are things.
There are things.
There are things which I. Yeah. Yes, there are things that I don't like about myself, but are they a hang up? I'm not sure.
Know. Well, let's open it up and talk about it.
Exactly. Let's sort of figure that out. But I'm curious to know, Jono, how does a hang up affect a single person as opposed to someone who's in a relationship?
Well, yeah, because if you're in a relationship, you have a hang up, you can talk about it, right? You can go, oh, I don't like this or I don't like that. And then, you know, that person you can bounce off and have a rapport. But when you're on your own, it's kind of just yourself in the mirror.
Yeah. But, you know, I think we just made an assumption there, Jono, which we should be better because, you know, this is Living Life Single, right?
Yeah.
I think we assumed that if you are in a relationship, darling.
We're doing Patricia all again.
that the other person may help you through your hang-up.
Oh, sure, but they might not.
They might not. They may actually be exacerbating it.
Oh, well, that's a good word for assessment.
It is, isn't it? You know, I'm getting out my vocabulary here.
Exacerbating.
But I think the good when one has hang-ups, The good thing is it's up to us to try and
roll it out.
Let them go.
Yeah. I've got some. Shall I just get straight into
go,
it?
Go,
let me jump into
go,
it.
Go.
Okay.
Talk.
So I'm a certain age. We're in our sort of early to mid 40s between mm-hmm. you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is losing my hair.
Oh.
My thinning hair is a huge
you
issue.
You got more than me.
For me. Well, look, that's.
But it's yeah, I get it. Yes.
It's smoke
yes.
and mirrors.
Right.
It really is. I use a powder.
Oh.
So I use a spray that what hides some of my bald patches.
Oh.
And I'm quite happy to say that. Like, that's one of my hang-ups that I am.
I've never noticed.
Getting to or learning to sort of just deal with.
And what about the Rogaine? Is the Rogaine, does that, have you used
I've,
that?
Do you know what I've tried before? Is that PRP? Is it PRP?
I have no idea.
It's where they take, they basically inject your scalp
oh.
with white plasma from your blood. So they
right.
take blood from you, they spin it around and mm-hmm. they inject it into your head. Mm-hmm. And then they roll a spiky roll on your oh. head. It's like torture. It is a little bit painful. It makes your eyes
landscaping,
wince.
Yes.
Yeah. I tried that and it really just made it go a little bit, it was just a little bit more thick. It did not work properly, to be honest. So it's either I just grow with it and just accept it and embrace it, because we're on about embracing singledom mm-hmm. here and embracing things like this.
So why was it a hang up for you?
Or go to Turkey.
Oh.
And I can't afford that right now.
You can get that done in Australia. A bit
yeah,
cheaper. I mean, not as cheap, but
I'm thinking about it. But, you know, time is money and money is time.
Of course.
But, you know, look, it's just a hang-up because I feel less of a man. Like, I feel insecure about it. I feel that I don't look the same.
Well, yes, you don't look the same.
And
but it doesn't mean that people don't look good. I find bald men very attractive.
Oh, wow.
I've
really I might have to. I might have to shave my head. I've had a shaved head before, but
yeah.
I used to have hair where my shed. You know what I mean? So this will be like skin bald if I go. And I've only ever done that
yeah.
once, and that was
yeah.
by mistake because I'd pressed too hard with the shaver.
Yeah. I get it. I'm conscious of my receding hairline.
Right.
And I am just trying not to think about it and let it bother me, because I'm like. Well, this is my crazy logic. I'm like, I find bald guys hot. So surely other people find bald guys hot. So surely they might find me hot. That's
yeah, well, why not?
That's, I mean, not that this is the thing, but this is the thing in my brain. And
yeah.
not everyone sort of talks things differently. But again, I'm like, who cares?
Right.
Like, is someone not going to come up and speak to me because I don't have
bald.
Hair?
Yeah. No.
I don't think so. I think they might. Come up.
Yeah.
They may not be like, someone may go, so be like, oh, you know, I prefer you with hair, but, you know, that's not going to happen. Well,
that's what a hang up is, right?
Well,
it's a personal thing. Like, it's something
yeah.
that you are hung up on. And for us, it is that then, like, you're receding your hairline, going bald. That's,
yeah.
that's aesthetically as well.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of other hang ups
yep.
which we can talk about.
And I think, like, if one is in a relationship, right?
Mm.
They may not care because they think, if a relationship's their end goal, right, then what do they care? It's like when people
yeah.
get married
yeah.
and then they just like, well, I've got married now. I've got what I've wanted. I've got the partner for life. And I say that in inverted commas.
Yeah.
And then they just, you know, they just stop caring about themselves.
Yeah.
About their health. And they don't make any effort.
Yeah,
because right?
they're loved.
So they're like, well, I've got what I want.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I can just do whatever, whether it's, you know, change, you know, alter personalities, stop doing the things they love doing, life continues, all that kind of stuff. And I just find that really odd
yeah.
because it's just like, why wouldn't...
Why stop?
But at the same time, for us, because we are single and because some single people out there, Jono, may want to be in a relationship, they may believe that that's going to hinder them
yeah.
from finding someone and being in a relationship. But what I can tell them is that, no, it's not.
Exactly. And this is what it's
losing
about.
Losing your hair, if you have a hang up about losing your hair,
yeah.
that's fine. You know, that's
yeah.
your thing. However, I'll say this, it's not going to stop you.
Yeah. From finding
from living life,
yeah, living life and living life single,
exactly.
But it, you know, that's what a hang up is, right? But I was telling you before when we were having a walk before the show. You know, I've actually two people have told me recently that, you know, they find me really attractive and that I'm really hot, and you're like, really?
Can they see? I don't know.
I don't know. Oh gosh, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
But like, you know, and that really took me back because I thought, are they bull thinging me right now? Are they joking? Like,
yeah, right.
And I was like, seriously, they're like really into me. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I believe that.
Being bald is not, I should just embrace it, right?
Yeah.
What other hang-ups do you have?
Me?
Yeah.
Hang-up? I think I've always, I think I want to say this to everyone out there.
Okay.
Being single is not a hang-up.
No, God, no. Well, you know, it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. Now, we appreciate that some people
might be.
Because that's why they're listening to the show, maybe, that it could be. For me, it's not being, it's not a hang-up. I mean, as I said before, sometimes I'm like, oh, it'd be nice to have a hug, or what would that be like in a relationship? But it's not something I'm striving for.
Yeah.
So just let's make that very clear. For me, I've always, I think I've just been self-conscious about how lean I am.
Okay. Because you're tall as well.
I'm tall.
Tall.
I'm
tall. Lean.
Lean.
Single.
Single.
Greek.
Yes.
Hello, people.
I know.
He's here.
I know, right? I'm a catch, right?
He's a catch. He's a handful, more like. No, I'm joking. And that sounded rude. I didn't mean it like that. But he's here.
But I think for me, it's always been a body image and being on the leaner side.
Right.
I've always wanted to be a fuller person.
Yeah.
Just because, look, growing up, and especially with a Greek household, weight and the bigger you are, the more masculine you are. And, it's interesting because for me, I was called, I can't remember if we discussed this, but for me, I was called as a kid by everyone up until I was probably a teenager, I was called like skeleton.
Oh.
And I mean like everyone, aunties, uncles.
Really?
And it was every time someone saw me.
Wow.
Everyone sometimes saw me as a kid to an adult was like, oh, you're so skinny. You look like a skeleton. You're so skinny.
That's where yours has come from.
Yeah. And this was constant. And I just imagine if you were to call a young lady.
A skeleton.
Well, no, fat.
Oh, well, you can't really either. I wouldn't.
But imagine.
Wouldn't.
But that's what it was like for me.
Oh, gosh.
So every time someone called me skinny and a skeleton, it was exactly like, this is how I can only interpret it, calling someone else fat.
Oh.
So for me, picture that, like every uncle, every auntie, every time someone saw you, they would call you like a skeleton.
Yeah. Well, I
now that's to me,
nice.
And also being, I think, a gay man where we are so self-conscious of what
you look like,
what we're meant to look like, or what we perceive that other people.
Mm.
And also because, I was young, I was gay, I was attracted to men. I know what I was attracted to.
Yeah.
And then I thought, of course, if I'm attracted to something, then everyone else must be attracted to the same thing. And it wasn't until I became when I came out, 24, that I saw there's all these types of people.
There's a whole
and
rainbow.
And then people are attracted to all types of other people. So that's something that I've always, I think,
thought about. Subconsciously.
Yeah.
That's your hang-up because of being lean. We are talking about hang-ups. And just before we had a brief interlude, you were talking about how you feel that your leanness and the way you've been brought up is part of your hang-up in the way you look.
Mm.
And that there is a bit of pressure, especially being as a gay man in the community, on how you look.
Mm.
Some would argue that there isn't because there are tribes and pockets of the community that really don't care, which is going to bring it into the conversation that I want to bring up, which is that, now.
Go.
Are you ready?
Do it. Yes.
Now, do you think, Yanni, that queer spaces create their own extra pressures, including sort of body style, identity? Do you think that some bars or clubs or spaces and venues, when you go out, that you feel like you're not good enough? I personally feel that there are some spaces around the world, in Australia particularly as well, that's where we are, and in Melbourne, that there are, when I go in and I look a certain way, I'm slightly overweight, 40-something with a hairy chest and a beard, that there are some spaces that, they kind of look down. I feel like they look down on me. But then there are some spaces when I go in there and it's kind of like completely the opposite. What do you think?
So I'll pick up your point on saying good enough, right?
Yes.
That can mean a hell of a lot of things for a whole lot of different people.
Yeah. But that's that. Don't forget, these are hang-ups. So this is what a hang-up is. This is what my hang-up would be.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. So do venues create spaces that attract certain types of individuals? I think... for example, parties. No, I'm just trying to think about, like, there are some parties that naturally will attract
a certain crowd.
Yeah. Now, it is up to us as individuals to go, do I want to go there? Do I not? And that's that is hard to get over that hang up, like, especially when it's a party that's sort of. Everyone could be shirtless. Everyone could be like six pack, whatever, right? Now, that may not suit everyone.
Yeah.
But if someone doesn't have a hang up about that and they go, well, great, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think our venues purposely create spaces that don't welcome people. I don't think the majority of them do.
No.
There are some that might. Or want to have a little niche, but I think our venues are fairly inclusive. Now, not all nights are inclusive. I would say not all special things are inclusive, but that's personally, I think, all right, fine, you're not inclusive because they want a certain type of individual crowd, all that kind of stuff. But certainly I can understand how that will affect someone's hang-ups when it's about when if someone wants to go out.
Yeah.
And as a single people, we've discussed this many times, you need that extra support to sort of help you get you out of the door. And if you are hung up about various spaces and things like that, that is not going to be helpful. We've got a special guest on next week who actually runs
will help with this.
With help with this. So make sure we tune into next week.
Yeah.
We've got some really good tips about going to social places that's really inclusive and welcoming as a single individual.
But so having hang-ups around that might help with that, right?
Yeah.
Well, I've got there's another one here, and I've had this before. I've actually been told this. Like, so there's a point here on my notes about not being or not feeling queer enough or gay enough whatever. And I've actually gone to a venue in the past. I can't remember where it is, somewhere in the world, and they've actually stopped me and they've said, excuse me, sir, this is actually a gay venue. Yes, I present right now when I come to Joy and stuff, but when I am at home and I'm in my joggers and I got your my butch. Baseball cap on, I do look very butch or very straight or very masculine presenting.
Yeah.
And they've said, excuse me, sir, this is, I just got to let you know, this is a gay venue. And I've said, yeah, I am totally gay.
Right, that's fascinating.
Yeah, so then that kind of played on my mind. Am I not presenting enough? Am I not queer enough? Should I be more involved in the community?
You are so queer.
But look, you can see me coming down the street.
Uh-huh, yeah. Right. With like horns and whistles, lights, flamingos, you know.
I want to know, if you've got a hang up and you're listening to Living Life Single with Yanni and Jono, text us in 0427-569-949 or Yanni, email us onair@joy.org.au. What is your hang up?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Not you, Yanni. I mean, if you're listening, what is your hang up? And if you're listening to our podcast, message us in still and you can contact us via Instagram. It's what is it? Living Life Single or Living_Life Single?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Just find Living Life Single. You'll find us. We're followed by Joy as well. So you can find us through Joy and all podcasts.
Absolutely. We'll be back straight after this. You're listening to Yanni and Jono on Joy 94.9.
Now let's talk about maybe, Yanni, how friends and the queer community help us unpick our hang-ups. How can we get over them?
Yeah, that's really good question because, you know, you can either just talk and you know, whinge about your hang-ups, or you can actually do something about them, right?
Yeah.
So there's a number of things that we can do, and especially our community can kind of help us with, right? So I think first thing is understand what your hang-up is.
Right.
Understand where it's come from. So for something like me about being lean, understanding where that's come from, understanding that it's not real as well for me. So really it's about investigating that hang-up. where it's come from and what you can do to sort of understand where it is. Then from there, it's like a bit of self-compassion. Have a bit of self-compassion, right?
Right. And what would you mean?
Well, you know, instead of sort of harsh self-criticism, like, you know, maybe approach yourself, you know, with some kindness and some understanding that you would offer a friend. So, like, if you said to me, Yanni, oh, if I said to you, Jono, I'm you know, too lean to go out and, you know, dance on the podium with my shirt off.
Oh.
You know.
I'd be like, Yanni, I would die for that figure.
Yeah, of course.
Right? Is that the kind of thing you want to hear?
Yeah. Like, Yanni, so, you know, come on. So it's what you would say to me, I'd say to myself.
Yeah.
Right? Now, this takes practice, everyone. Right. It's not just you're not just going to wake up one morning and just be like, yay. You do have to practice it. But the good thing is you can actually change your brain.
Yeah.
That's a whole another episode. And there's a whole, not even an episode, but that's a whole stuff another online discussion about changing your brain and what, you know, what you can do to get those thoughts
out of your head,
and start thinking.
Or manage those thoughts better. Yeah. You can't always get them out, but.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you can always practice open communication. Yeah. So, talk to your friends and families and also our community to go, are you experiencing this? Because this is what it's all about. You're not I guarantee you, to everyone there, you are not the only one who experiences these hang-ups. So the best thing that we can do is bring it to the service, bring it to the light and talk about it, because then if you're there with your company and your crew and you've all got the same hang-ups, you kind of like, you support each other through it.
Mm.
So, Jono, like if you felt that certain places weren't inclusive, but if you went with your mates, you don't actually care where you are because you're with your mates.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I like that, yeah.
So talk about them. Find other people who've got it. Find a tribe and then together move forward.
Yeah.
Don't sort of wallow in your hang-ups because that's unhealthy.
Yeah.
And we all do it. But look, it's good to sort of do that a little bit. But then, you know, move on, right?
Yeah.
And look, you can always do some, if this is for you, it may not be for everyone, Jono, journaling as well. That helps people get it out. And
you've spoken about journaling before.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of. I personally don't like it because I don't like writing physically. I can't read my writing. Everything smudges. I can't spell. It takes an effort. I don't like.
Not a writer.
No, darling. I'd rather talk it out.
Or
talk.
Voice notes.
Yeah, voice notes. Oh, I love voice notes. I do that all the time.
You do.
I do. Like, I try not to type anymore. If I'm writing an email, I'll just talk it out. I do. Like, just use that function, people. I just don't like writing emails. And then it's also, you know, you've got to take that step to go, right, this is a hang-up of mine, I want to change it. It can be changed, but you've got to make a conscious effort and put in the hard yards to do it. And the good thing is when you are single, if you've got that self, which we all do, it's up to us and we can do it.
That little devil on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Just flick it off.
Flick it off and put the angel.
Flick it off.
That's right.
And get just go into, do you know what? I've started to do that with some hang-ups. And one of the things I wanted to say is I used to have a hang-up about, we've got a little bit of time. I used to have a hang-up about my teeth. And being British, a lot of people are either now having those full-on veneers or being British, they have really bad teeth.
Mm.
Like, that's what they're known for, is not having great dentistry. and my bottom teeth, I used to have really crooked teeth, and up until
show us.
No, but they're not now.
No, they're
up
fine.
Until last year. Yeah. I had really crooked teeth, so I decided to make a change, and I thought, well, this is something I can change.
Mm.
And again, it's not about money and stuff like that, but if you've got the way to make it better, do it.
Yeah.
Either talk about it or address something. Get a hair transplant. Whatever you feel that your hang up is, do something about it. If not, you know, get used to it. And I thought, I've got to get this done, because I didn't like smiling, and I never showed my teeth when I smiled. Aww. It was always like sort of pursed lips kind of thing.
Yeah.
So now, yes, they're all straight. They're all, I have had Invisalign for over a year.
Yeah.
And that was part of my overcoming that hang up, was I'm going to do something about this. And it's still not fully done yet. I've still got my crown to be replaced and things like that. But that was one of my other hang ups. But I did something about that one.
Yeah,
I talked about it and I found some help.
Practical little steps.
Just practical little things. Yeah,
absolutely. Jono, guess what?
Oh, my gosh.
We are at the time of the show.
Life. No.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is the time of our life.
Well, look, before we get onto it, I just want to make the viewer, listeners, viewing. If you're out in the lobby, you might be viewing us though, because we've been dancing on the camera.
Yes, yes.
But next week we've got a very special guest, so don't go anywhere. Make sure you're tuning in,
correct,
and then listening to us next week. It's all about. It could help with hang-ups actually, and it's a really great incentive ran in Melbourne. So tune in next week to listen all
absolutely
about it. But yes, good and bad. Are you going first?
I'll go.
Go on, darling.
Something good that I experienced this week was I did the leap of faith. It was with work. We went out to a centre, and there was a big red boxing bag that was up in the air, and you're on a platform, and you literally had to jump a good couple of metres and
grab
and hug this bag. Wow,
and it's suspended in the air.
Yeah, by a chain.
Oh.
And
you're talking.
Yeah, well, it took me a number of goes and time and up and down,
So you fall into a sponge pit or something?
Yes, filled with air, like a bouncy castle.
Oh, wow.
So eventually I jumped off the platform and I grabbed it. And I'm like,
oh, amazing.
Yeah. So you know what? It has nothing to do with singledom, but it's me.
Positive.
It's me. It's great. And so
It is. It's something you're telling yourself you can do something.
Exactly.
There we go.
Exactly.
What's been not great this week,
you know,
if anything?
Nothing.
Oh,
nothing
great.
Not great. So I'm like, I'm loving it. So that's good.
Loving it. I don't think I have a lot. It's coming to daylight savings. It's coming to summer. I'm really happy and excited about that. Something that's not so good. Just, you know, again, I don't know. There's not been anything that bad this week.
Yep.
Apart from an issue with my eye, but that's just que sera sera. You know, I've just got to get over it, and it's going to keep happening until something happens. But that's just eye stuff. I'm here.
Amazing.
I have a pulse. For now.
That's what some people need, John. They just hear in a pulse.
You never know. Some people don't. And that's a different story.
And on that note,
yay.
Living Life Single, everyone. You've been listening to Yanni and Jono on Joy 94.9. Living Life Single, where being single means you are never by yourself. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody.
Richard!
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.